How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Nun Ches, Daf 58 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends, 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 your friends, your friends. We're almost halfway through Bava Metzia. This is amazing, Chaver. This is a huge accomplishment. Bava Metzia has been not easy, Chaver. We're about to start Ezu Neshech. I haven't started it yet, but I'll tell you, I'm nervous. Anyways, where are we? Okay, so we're wrapping up this Mishnah. Okay, that's what we're going to do. And this daf, I think I'm just going to get up to Nunches Amud Beis at the Mishnah. And then I think I'm going to stop there. And because, I got to sneeze, 1 second. Because tomorrow we'll start with the new Mishnah, and tomorrow's daf is going to be Geshmak. It's just like, tomorrow's daf is basically just a Gadita, so it's all kind of like similar, so we'll just do it all together. It's not hard at all. It's extremely awesome. So we'll just, instead of dividing it up, we'll just do it all tomorrow. So today's like harder, it's more Gemara. Tomorrow is just very, very awesome Agadita. So we'll do the hard Gemara today and the Agadita tomorrow. How does that sound? All right, so it's starting off Nun Zayin Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom. Two lines to the bottom. Shemachinam in Onishba v'chule. So we said that Shemachinam would not have to swear, right? Now, normally a Shemachinam for Gneva v'aveda, he does not need to pay, but he has to swear that it in fact got stolen or lost and that he wasn't poshe. So, but we said that there are four things. There's karka, avodim, shtaris, and hekdeshos, where there wouldn't be any, where he wouldn't even have to swear. Wouldn't even have to swear. So now, 1 second. Very minute, we have a contradiction. Pnei ho'ir she'sholchu es shikleyin v'nignivu o she'ovdu im she'nisuma atshume nishboyin lagizborin v'im lav nishboyin livnei ho'ir uvnei ho'ir shoklin achayim tachteyin nimtzo she'chzir maganovim elu ve'elu shkolim eim ve'ein on lo'im nishona habua. Ooh, Chaver, where is this from? Where is this from? Who can tell me where this is from? From Masechta Shkolim. That was a difficult Masechta. Do you think, Chaver, do you think that Masechta Shkolim is the hardest Masechta in Shas? What do you think? What do you think? Is that like an unpopular opinion? The thing with Shkolim is it's just too short. You know, you can't have the hardest Masechta in Shas that's like 20 daf. You know, it's also like the shortest Masechta in Shas. But Shkolim was like nearly impossible. Way harder than Bava Metzia. Well, in a different way. The thing with Bava Metzia and Bava Kama, we haven't gotten to Bava Vasya yet, but it's like it's sustained difficulty. So it like, you know, you gotta push. Shkolim was just ridiculous. But it ended after a few weeks. But it was insane. Anyways, there's a Mishnah in Shkolim. And so we had said in our Mishnah that by Hekdish, a Shemichinam does not need to swear. If it gets stolen or lost, by Hekdish, a Shemichinam does not need to swear. But here we're talking about the Machtzis HaShekels, that you know, if the people, oh man, I got a yawn, sneezing, yawning, what's going to be next? Anyways, so where are we? Where are we? What are we talking about? Where am I? What am I doing with my life? Right. Machtis HaShekel. So you have all the people in the town, and they pull together their half shekels to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Now those half shekels would be used essentially to buy the Korbanos Tzibur. And they sent it with a messenger, with a guy. So for a minute, we have a contradiction. So if you have the people of the city that they sent their shekels, the machtes of shekels, v'nignivu, and then on the way, the right v'nignivu o she'avdu, the machtes of shekels, this guy had all sack of half shekels from the people, they got stolen or lost. Imi she'nisuma atruma, if the initial truma was already separated, right? Because If I understand correctly, basically what would happen is in utter, they would collect the half shekels and they would bring it to Yerushalayim and they would put it in these like shofaros, into these, I don't know, containers, I guess, of sorts in the Beis HaMikdash, by the Beis HaMikdash, I guess. And then before Pesach, before Shavuos, and before Sukkot, they would empty these shofaros out into the lishka, into some office that they had there. And then from there, they would like divide it up into these like three chests, and from those chests, they would take this money and use it to buy offerings. So that was called Truma Salishka, when they would go to this office and collect the coins and put them into these chests, and then they would have the money to be used to pay for the Korbanos Tzibur. So if they had already done the Truma Salishka when they had gotten lost, So Rashi says, "Mkshabo ladin." If when they came to a court to kind of sort out this whole mess, kvainisuma truma. So there was already the truma salishka. So you torment alishka gimel kupas, that they would divide up the coins in the office into these three kupas. Okay. So again, at the very end of Nizayim Beis, imshenisuma truma. So if when they came to Bezdin to try to sort out this mess with this messenger who lost their coins or they got stolen. Nishboyin ligizbarin. So then, the shaliach needs to swear to the gizbar, to the treasury, that he's telling the truth and that they really got stolen or they got lost and he didn't take them for himself. Because at that point, right, when they would separate the truma, right, because when they would separate the truma salishka, they would even have in mind, what do they have in mind for? If you look at the first Rashi on the page, on the third line of the first Rashi, it says, Tor min ala avud, that they would, when they would separate the truma salishka, they would even have in mind truma, right, for shekels that had gotten lost. Sheichelik b'kupa salal, that they would be included. So if, when they came to Bezdin, there was already the Truma Salishka had already been separated. So then Mimele, they had in mind for any coins that had gotten lost. So the people don't need to replace the coins. They were already included in the Truma Salishka. And therefore, we're saying that the Shaliach then doesn't need to swear to the people, because the people, they're Yotze, because right, when the Truma Salishka was separated, they also had in mind the right coins that had gotten lost. So they're taken care of. They don't need to do anything more. But somebody's losing here. Who's losing? The treasury is losing out. Because the treasury is now, you know, we're saying that the people are Yosei, they don't have to replace those shekels. So who loses out? The temple treasury loses out. So the Shaliach needs to swear to the temple treasury that he's telling the truth, that they did in fact get stolen or lost. The imlav, but if the truma salishka had not yet been taken, well then they have to replace them. Meaning, if they're going to din and they're already aware of the fact that they had gotten lost, and the truma, it was prior to the truma salishka, so then they need to provide new coins for the truma salishka. If imlav nishboyin levnei hoyer, so then the shaliach needs to swear to the people, because they need to now replace the coins. So he needs to swear that they in fact did get stolen or lost, and they didn't take them for himself. And then if the Truma Salishka had not yet been separated, so then the people of the city now need to find replacements, replacement half shekels. Nimtzu, and then if the original coins were found, if they had gotten lost, they were then found. Or the thieves returned them. Well, both the original coins that were found or returned, as well as the replacement coins that the people of the city collected, they are both considered shekels and hektish, and they go to the Beis HaMikdash. And you can't say, well, okay, we separated two, you know, machtis a shekel twice, so we already separated for next year already. Next year we don't need to separate. Nope. right? It says ve'ein od lo in the shana abot. They don't work for next year. This year you ended up separating two half shekels and that's that. So the shaila is, who could tell me what the shaila is? The shaila is, who could tell me what the shaila is? The shaila is, in our Mishnah we had said that there's no shvua for a shomer chinom when it comes to hektish, and over here we're saying that the shaliach needs to swear that it in fact got stolen or lost. I thought that there is no shvua by hektish. Interesting that we're saying that Be'etzim, it sounds like, I think what we're saying is that Be'etzim, a shaliach is considered like a shomer chinom, which is interesting, right? I guess if you appoint, if you make somebody a messenger to do something for you, and you entrust him with something, so I guess he's a shaliach. He's a shomer chinom, I guess, sounds like. And we're saying, so if he's like a shomer chinom, why would he have to swear since it's hektish? I thought there's no swearing when it comes to hektish. Ho ho. Where am I? Omer Shmuel says, Shmuel, hocho binosei socher askinon. Well, here, we're talking about where he wasn't a shomer chinom. He was being paid. He was a paid messenger. The people of the town collected their half shekels, and then they paid this guy to schlep him to Yerushalayim. So he's a shomer socher. V'nishboyin litol scharon. And what are we swearing about? Because we said, after all, shomer socher, also, by hektish, he doesn't need to pay, he's off the hook for Geneva Vaveda. Normally we would have to pay, but not here. By hektish. So what's he swearing about? He's swearing so that he can get paid. That's what he's swearing about. Right? He's not that, he's swearing so that he can get off the hook for paying, meaning to have to replace the shekels. No, he's saying, look, I know that they got lost or stolen, but I still want to get paid. So he's swearing that it in fact got stolen or lost, so that he can then send them an invoice. But then why does it say that if the Truma Salishka was already separated, so then the Shaliach swears to the Gizbar? To the Gizbar. Why are they swearing? Why is he swearing to the treasury? He should be swearing to the people, because now the people need to pay him. So Amar Rabba says, Rabba Nishboyin Livne Hoyer B'maymod Gizbarin. No, what happens is that they swear to the people, right? The shaliach swears to the people so that they can get paid, so that the shaliach can get paid. And the treasury, the temple treasury, is also there when the shaliach swears to the people. Ki'echi d'lo nachshedinu, so that the treasury should not suspect this messenger of keeping it for himself. V'inami, alternatively, ki'echi d'lo likulo luposhim, so that they shouldn't call the messenger negligent. So therefore, he's getting paid for his shlichus, and therefore he wants to get paid. So he's swearing to the people that in fact it got stolen or lost, and the treasury is also there so that they shouldn't think, that he's a poshea, that he's a negligent fellow. So he swears that in fact he's not negligent and it got stolen or lost. But one second. We're saying that what happened to these coins? They got stolen. They got lost. Now, in general, a shomer socher would be chayiv for gneva va'aveda. This is the kind of thing that he's responsible for. That it's not okay if it gets stolen or lost. V'hacha, skip the next word. Nihid shalume lo meshalme. Okay, so granted, we're saying that because it's hektish, so he's not going to have to pay. But agrayu mi alafsid, but he shouldn't be able to claim his money. Meaning, a shomer socher is chayiv for gneva ba'aveda. Sure, in this case, he doesn't need to pay because it's hektish, but he can't, why should we have to pay him though? He had one job to do. Make sure that these things don't get stolen or lost or anything, just deliver them. He failed on that promise. Why should he get paid? Sure, he's not on the hook to have to pay for it because it's hektish, but why does he deserve to get paid? He failed. Omer Rabba says, Rabba nignivu b'liste mezuyin avdu shetovas finoso bayom. Well, when it's talking about nignivu, right, that it got stolen, it didn't just get stolen, it got stolen at gunpoint. or if it got lost, it got lost because the ship, I guess he was traveling in a ship or whatever, and again, the ship sunk. Meaning, so we're talking about ones. We're talking about, things that were unpredictable, beyond his control, and that's why, you know, if an ones happens, so he's still entitled to get paid. Rabbi Yechanan Amar says, Rabbi Yechanan Amani Rabbi Shimini, the Amar Kachim Shechayev Bachrayuson, Yeishloin Ono'o V'nishboin Aleim. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that when we say that he has to swear, so that's specifically the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Again, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Amani Rabbi Shimini, it's Rabbi Shimon the Amar who says, Kachim Shechayev Bachrayuson, that Kachim, right, for example, a neder that you say, I'm going to bring a korban, so even if something happens to this korban, you have to bring a different one. So a kachim that you're responsible for it, if anything happens to it, so yeshloi no no, so there is o no by kachim shechai b'achar yuson, v'nishboi na'leim, and you'd also swear about them. So atena chad shelo nisuma atruma. Okay, so this makes sense. If the truma salishka had not yet been separated, and therefore, the people would have to still replace the original coins. So yeah, it's kachim shechayev b'achar yuson, and I understand why you would have to swear. But means shenisur ma'atruma. But if this is taking place after the trumas halishka, well then kachim she'enu chayev b'achar yuson ninu. Well then it would be kachim that is not chayev after the Trumas Halishka, right? After the Trumas Halishka, we said that when they separated the Trumas Halishka, they even had in mind coins that were lost. The Tani Tomin Ala Avud Vala Gobui Vala Osir Legabis, that they have in mind when they separate the Trumas Halishka, that it counts as well for any coins that had gotten lost or that were collected and needed to be delivered or that were going to be collected in the future. Any of those coins would be included in the Trumas Halishka. So if the Trumas Halishka was already separated when they were going to Beis Din, so then they wouldn't have to replace them. So then it would be Kachim She'enu Chai B'Achar Yuson. In which case, why would he have to swear? Amar Belazar says, Amar Belazar, Shvua Zot Takonas Chachomimi, Shloyu B'nei Odom Zalzin B'Hekdeshos. Well, even though, yes, the Mishnah says that by Hekdesh, there's no Shvua, but still we're saying, Midir Abonon, you should still swear, just so that people won't take hekdeshos lightly, and they will, so they shouldn't take the hekdeshos lightly. So this shvua is a shvua derabanan, even if midoraisa, a shvua would not be necessary by kodshim. Okay, and then the Mishnah said no se socher in a mishalim, so the shomer socher by kodshim would not have to pay for Gneva Vaveda, even though normally a Shomer Socher would pay for Gneva Vaveda, not here by Kachim. Romile, Rav Yosef Bar Choma L'Rabba. Yosef Bar Choma asked the Rabba, Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah, no say Socher, Eino Mishalim. So we learn in our Mishnah that a Shomer Socher would not pay by Kachim. Verminu, but we have a contradiction. Hasocher Sapoyo. Somebody who hires a worker, lishmor es apare, to guard a par aduma, to make sure that, you know, it doesn't do any work or that it doesn't get a mum or anything like that. Lishmor es atinok, or this is interesting. This refers back to what we learned in Masechta Sukkah, I think, quoting from Mishnah from Masechta Parah about these young boys that they would keep in, you know, entirely in states of purity, and they would be part of the process of making the Efer Paraduma. Lishmar Sazroim, or to guard like the barley for the Omer. Enos Nos Chashabbos. So if they were day workers, well then you wouldn't hire them for Shabbos and pay them for Shabbos, because, you know, you wouldn't hire somebody to work on Shabbos. Lefichach Ein Achrayi Shabbos Olam. And therefore they're not responsible for Shabbos. Hayasoch Schir Shabbos. But if he was hired for a week rather than each day, but, you know, in sort of in bulk, like a lump sum for the whole week, Schir Chodesh, or a lump sum for the whole month, a salary for the month, Schir Shana, or a salary for the whole year, Schir Shavua, or for 7 years, a chunk of 7 years. So in that case, where you're paying kind of in one lump sum, Nosen lo schar Shabbos. So then, nosen lo schar Shabbos. So then you would get, you know, you wouldn't have to like take out money specifically for Shabbos. No, you'd pay a lump sum, and then it includes Shabbos as well. Lefichach achrayis Shabbos olav, and therefore, responsibility for Shabbos. You know, he's responsible for what happens on Shabbos as well. My love, l'shalim. And what does this mean? Mistama, it means to have to pay. Which means that even by Kodshim, we're saying that he would have to pay for Gneva Vaveda. So we say, lo, no, l'hafsid tzchor. It means that to lose, it means to lose out on his payment. So not to have to pay, but he wouldn't get paid if something happened to it. Okay, Yochi, if that's the case, Reisha de Katoni, Ein Achrayis Shabbos Olav, but then when it says in the Reisha that if he's a day worker, then he's not responsible for Shabbos, so Ochi Nami de Lafsid Tzcharu, what does it mean? That, right, that he's, meaning he's not gonna get paid, he's not gonna be paid anyways on Shabbos. Misle Schar Shabbos, Vakotoni Ein Nosen Lo Schar Shabbos. But I thought that we said that he's not getting paid on Shabbos anyways. Right, so what does it mean? That he would, the people are here. So what does it mean then that he would not, then he would be chayiv for Shabbos? It can't be that he's not going to get paid. He wasn't going to be getting paid anyways. Who's here? I don't know yet. Maybe we'll find out at some point. I don't know. Yo, who's here? Maybe they can't get in. Whatever. Enos nos chashabes. So ishtik. No. So therefore, it was a good kasha, right? Because, you know, I don't understand. On the one hand, we said in our Mishnah that by kachim he's not going to be chayiv to pay, right? On the other hand, so then, what's the deal by saying that he would be chayiv if something happens, right? Chayiv what? We can't be chayiv to pay. We said not to pay. So we're saying chayiv that he's not going to get paid. But how can it be that he's not going to get paid? Because then that means also in the ratio, that means that he's not going to get paid. Ah, that was you? I thought you said you were going to be quiet. You were so loud. I thought for sure it was the other people because you said you weren't going to make noise. All right. Anyways, what are we saying? So it can't be that, right, that he's not, that means that he's chayiv that he's not going to get paid. Because then in the ratio, when we say that he's not chayiv, so then what does that mean? He wasn't getting paid anyways. So rather it must mean that it's talking about to pay, right? So where am I? So Shabbos Ishtik Amalei Midishmielach Ba. So he said, so Rabbi says to Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Rav Yosef Bar Chama, I think, is Rav Yosef. B'shakonu miyadu. It's talking about where he made a kinyan. V'chinam Rav Yochanan b'shakonu miyadu. Rav Yochanan also says where he made a kinyan. Wow. My brain is just like, I think my brain is officially in a constant state of mush. That's not so good. But anyways, so here's the thing. So it is talking about paying. Okay, so it is talking about paying, right? So we're saying in the Reisha that in the Reisha, right, we're saying that if he's getting paid by the day, so obviously he wouldn't be getting paid for Shabbos, and he wouldn't be chayiv for Shabbos, and we're talking about he wouldn't be chayiv to pay. Now, if he's getting paid for the whole year or whatever, so then he would be chayiv to pay. The question is, why would it be chayiv to pay when it comes to kachim? I thought a shomer socher is not chayiv to pay for kachim. Things that he made a kinyan. He made a kinyan. Interesting. I guess that he said, I'm even going to, you know, even though it's chayiv, even though it's kachim, if something happens to it, I'm still going to be responsible to pay. And it's interesting. Mishakanu miyadu. I mean, we're talking about so many different types of kinyanim these days. It's interesting to think about this kind of a kinyan as well, right? What does it mean, b'shakanu miyado? Like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, what's the deal with, like, selling chametz? Because when I sell my chametz, I sold my chametz the other day, right? So when I picked up that guy's handkerchief, and so I didn't actually sell my chametz right then and there, because, like, I still own my chametz until Pesach starts. So maybe what it did was, maybe I make it my shaliach, and what I did by making a kinyan was, like, I made it official. I said, yeah, like, this is official. I'm making you my shaliach in order to sell my chametz. So maybe that's like kind of what's going on over here. They made a kinyan. What kind of a kinyan? I don't know, maybe like a kinyan sudr, right? Maybe he said, yes, I'm going to be responsible for paying for, you know, if anything happens to it. And he took a handkerchief and he picked it up. And then, and that was, and Shakarnu Miyodu, he made a kinyan on it and he accepted it upon himself. I think that's pshat, maybe, that he's going to pay if anything happens to the kachim. It's probably a combination of like my brain being mush and also this stuff just like, I mean, it's not easy stuff. I mean, it's probably a combination of the two. It's just, yeah, but I think my brain is just kind of mushy. I have another daf I need to record today. But the next daf to record is a very pleasant daf. Yeah, so I guess that's going to be the test. On tomorrow's daf, if I complain that my brain is mushy, then if on tomorrow's daf I complain that my brain is mushy, then my brain might just be in a long-term state of mush. So Reb Shimon said, so kachim shechay b'achrayusin. What's kachim shechay b'achrayusin? For example, if you say I'm going to bring a korban, and then you set aside a korban, and then somebody steals that korban. So you said you're going to bring a korban. So if that one got stolen, you have to bring a different one. And nechasim kachim she'ein leim ona. Whoa, kachim she'ein uchay b'achrayusin would be, for example, if you say I'm going to bring this animal as a korban. That's an edava. I'm going to bring this animal as a korban. Well, if it gets stolen, you can't bring it as a korban. You didn't, you know, you weren't mischayev yourself to bring anything else. So you're not chayev b'achrayusin. So again, so Reb Shimon always says Reb Shimon kachim shechayev b'achrayusin. So kachim that you are chayev b'achrayis yesh lein onos, and there is onos. So for example, if you said I'm going to bring an animal as a korban, and then it gets a moment, you sell it, so there would be onah there. But if it's in kachim she'enu chay b'achoyusim, then ain't le'en onah, there's no din onah. Tani tana kame de Yitzchok bar Abba, tana top for Yitzchok bar Abba, kachim she'chay b'achoyusim, chayav. So kachim she'chay b'achoyusim, you would be chayav. Okay, this is talking about Oshim Gezelos. Oshim Gezelos. He's talking about Oshim Gezelos. There's an Oshim Gezelos. Where am I? So going to Omar, right, so Rashi says, Kachim Shabbat Chai Bachusin, going to Omar, Ari Olai, Vifrishon, Vifkidon Loze, Vichov, Vinishba Voda Chai Korbin Shavuah. So for example, if a person, right, said that I'm going to bring a Korbin, and then after that, you know, he says, okay, now this animal is going to be the Korban, you know, I'm going to, okay, and then he sets aside an animal for his Korban, and then he says, hey, can you wash this for me? And then the guy denies that he has it, and he swears that he doesn't have it, and then he admits it. So we're talking about what's it called? An Oshim Ilos. Shani kori boin ba Hashem v'kichesh. Okay, so he says that kachim shechay b'achrayuson. So it would be considered ba Hashem v'kichesh, that you're like that it's for Hashem, and therefore, right, the pasuk says. Now, what does the pasuk say? Nevesh kisechdo amal amal ba Hashem v'kichesh. So because it's chay b'achrayuson, we consider it like it's ba Hashem, and therefore, you have to bring in Oshim Be'ilos. But she'enu chay b'achoyusim potter, he wouldn't have to bring in Oshim Be'ilos. She'ani kori b'en ba'amito v'kichesh. Because I consider it to be ba'amito, for your friend v'kichesh. Kind of abstract, okay? So basically, a korban that, right, if you say I'm going to bring a korban, and then you separate an animal and you give it to your friend, and he denies that he has it, he swears, so he has to bring a korban, because that would be b'Hashem v'kichesh. But if you just said that I'm going to bring this animal as a korban, so you're, it's enu chay b'achrayusin, so for some reason we want to consider that to be ba'amito v'kichesh, with your friend. Okay, omele klapilaya, to which Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba says, wait, this doesn't make sense. Ipcha mistaver, I would say that it's taka fakir. That kilu, when this is the only animal, this is the, you know, be all end all, I'm going to bring this animal as a korban. So this animal is by Hashem, it's specifically for Hashem and no other. Whereas when he needs to if he's going to have to bring another one, right? Because if he says that I'm going to bring a korban, and then he sets aside an animal, and if something happens to this animal, so he has to bring a different one, so then there's ba'amito, v'kichesh, because you're like forcing your friend to now have to bring a different one. So therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba says that actually the opposite would make sense. To say that, all right, there's so many people coming in and out, it's driving me insane. This was a bad idea to, there's always a lot going on over here. Who's here now? I don't know. So, oh no, who's here?
We are.
Oh, they're here. All right, sorry, I'm recording for like another 5-10 minutes. Anyways, so actually the opposite makes sense, right? So I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. But the opposite makes sense. If he's chayav b'achrayuson, so then it's ba'amito v'kichesh. If he's not chayav b'achrayuson, so then this animal is everything, and this animal is ba'ashem v'kichesh. Okay? So therefore, omar le ismaye. So therefore, this Tana offered to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba that, you know what, okay, maybe I should just forget about this b'raisa. Maybe it isn't right. So omar le, so Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba says, lo, hochi komer, this is how to make it right. Kochim shechayav b'achrayuson. So kochim that you're chayev ba'achrayuson. So then there's the two aspects, right? There's ba'ashem v'kichesh, because it's obviously a korban, and it's also ba'amito v'kichesh, because he's then going to be responsible to bring a replacement. Okay? So because it's both ba'ashem v'kichesh and ba'amito v'kichesh, so therefore there will be an oshem gezelos. However, when it comes to kochim she'enu chayev ba'achrayuson, so then there's no, he doesn't have to bring a replacement, so there's no ba'amito v'kichesh, there's only ba'ashem v'kichesh, so then there's no oshem gezelos. Okay, so where are we? So Amale Ochiko Amar. No, this is how to make sense of it. Kochim shechayev b'achrayuson. When you're chayev b'achrayuson, chayev, so you'd bring an oshem, not an oshem ilos, an oshem gzelos. The israbu mi ba'ashem v'kichosh, because it's not only ba'amito v'kichesh, but it's also ba'ashem v'kichesh. V'sheinu chayev b'achrayuson potter the imit mi ba'amito v'kichesh. But if you're not chayev b'achrayuson, if you're not chayev b'achrayis, so then it's only for Hashem, right? It's nothing to do with your friend. So then, because it's not ba'amito v'kichesh, so it's excluded, and there will not be an osham gezelos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af amocher sefer Torah, my goal is uveima in lo emonos. Is Rabbi Yehuda that also if somebody sells a sefer Torah or a pearl or an animal, there's no din ono atanya. Tanya, we're learning a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, Rabbi Yehuda, af amocher sefer Torah ein lo ono, that somebody who sells a sefer Torah, there's no din ono, the pishein kates the damel, because there's no end to its value, right? Meaning something that has a concrete value, so then you can, you know, if you charge a sixth more, so then it's a problem. But a sefer Torah, who's gonna put an objective amount? Behemur Margolis, and also when it comes to an animal or a pearl, in Loimon, there's no Noam, in Pnesha Adam Rotze Lizavgun. You know, if you have a stark animal, so you can't, and you want to get another animal to plow with, so you can't have one strong animal and one weak animal, that would be a problem. So you're specifically looking for a strong animal, and you'd be willing to pay extra for that stronger animal. Additionally, if you have a pearl, and now you want to find a matching pearl of the same quality, so again, you'd be willing to pay more for it, and that's why there's no ono. Rabbi Ahani Chshive, where am I? Lezavgun. Amrlo, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, v'alo akol adem rotze lezavgun, but don't people want, you know, like a pair for everything? Rabbi Yehuda Ahani Chshive le, v'ani lo Chshive le. No, specifically in these cases, when you have a strong animal or some jewelry, right? These are things that specifically you want to find another one like it for a match. But other things, I guess, you care not as much about. Bad kama, and, you know, to what, is there no limit to how much it would be acceptable to charge? Amemer ad kidei demeyem, up to, I think, if I understand correctly, up to double the price. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, almost as Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, af amocher sus, v'sai v'chatitum b'melchoma. Also, if you sell a horse, or a sword, or a shield, in a war, in lo emono, there's no din onam in boed chay nefesh, because in war, that's like stuff that people are willing to. There's a lot of value for these items, and people are willing to pay a lot for them. Peace out.